Check it out, yo. Yeah. Setting. That's like where it's going down. Could be the train compartment, a castle, or a town. Could be the Arctic winter, like to build a fire. The temperature's dropping, excitement's getting higher. Setting sets the scene, so the scene seems set. Could be an Italian restaurant where we met. Setting gives us the where and the when. Could be modern day, the future, or way back when.
Plot, character, conflict, theme,
setting. Yes, these are the five things that you're gonna be needing when you're reading or writing
a short story that's mad exciting.
Yeah. Plot,
character,
conflict,
theme,
setting. Yes, these are the five things that you're gonna be needing when you're reading or writing
a short story that's mad exciting.
Plot is the action, the quest for satisfaction. What's going down? What's going to happen? Four men at sea in an open boat, rowing and hoping that they can stay afloat. The plot, they had to make it to the beach, but the waves are big and the shore seems out of reach. Plot is a series of events like Lemony Snicket. It could be crazy, wild, or straight wicked.
Plot, character,
conflict,
theme,
setting. Yes, these are the five things that you're gonna be needing when you're reading or writing
a short story that's mad exciting.
Plot,
character,
conflict,
theme,
setting. Yes, these are the five things that you're gonna be needing when you're reading or writing
a short story that's mad exciting.
Knock, knock. Oh, it's the characters, the people in the story who carry out the action. Characters can be pretty tiny or clean. Characters can be silly, whiny, or mean. Juliet is a character and so is Romeo. Pokemon has characters and so does Yu-Gi-Oh! Characters can be dogs, lions, or hippos. J.K. Rowling toast Harry Potter. Who knows?
Plot, character,
conflict,
theme,
setting. Yes, these are the five things that you're gonna be needing when you're reading or writing
a short story that's mad exciting.
Plot,
character,
conflict,
theme,
setting. Yes, these are the five things that you're gonna be needing when you're reading or writing
a short story that's mad exciting.
Put your snack back in your backpack, we're not finished.
Something going wrong.
That's the conflict, kids. A struggle in the plot, now who's on top? Could be a fight for money like some robbers and cops. Could be an internal conflict, a struggle inside. Like I don't wanna tell the truth, but I don't ever wanna lie. Flick something in your eye, now you're conflicted. What created drama? The conflict did.
Plot, character,
conflict,
theme,
setting. Yes, these are the five things that you're gonna be needing when you're reading or writing
a short story that's mad exciting.
Plot,
character,
conflict,
theme,
setting. Yes, these are the five things that you're gonna be needing when you're reading or writing
a short story that's mad exciting.
The theme of the story is the main idea, the central belief, or the topic that's in there. It's usually something abstract like sacrifice, isolation, and resurrection. We back to life. Like, don't lie, don't practice libel. The theme of To Build a Fire is survival. Survivor on your own like
Fiverr.
Vocabulary, something that you have to get.
Plot, character,
conflict,
theme,
setting. Yes, these are the five things that you're gonna be needing when you're reading or writing
a short story that's mad exciting.
Plot,
character,
conflict,
theme,
setting. Yes, these are the five things that you're gonna be needing when you're reading or writing
a short story that's mad.